It's 1 o'clock. When you hear Iron Man, you hear Ozzy, it means it's time for us to talk, get a little smarter with our friend, Mr. Neil Greenberg. What up, Greenberg? How are you, buddy?
I'm doing super. How are you?
Fantabulous.
We're good, bud. We're good. I want to talk all things football with you. I see you're fighting with everybody on Twitter.
Why are you fighting people, man? Neil, stop fighting, man.
I did want to start, though. I want to let you sound off on Jerry Jones. I know, I don't know, you care about journalism and the media.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of comical when owners or anybody in a, you know, real position of power starts yelling at the media, like, get off my lawn type stuff. It seems a little weird. Jerry Jones lashed out at the host of a Dallas radio show the other day, even threatened to have them replaced. Look, you go on the show, your team is not doing well, they're coming off a pretty bad loss. Like, if you can't handle the questions that are going to come as a result of that, then either you shouldn't be in the business or you shouldn't be on that radio show. Like, at some point, you have to have some self-awareness of how to control yourself. And, you know, again, like Dan Steinberg, my former editor, instituted the No Grudge Wednesday because I could not, like, police myself. So I needed some guidelines to work under. And I accept those. Like, I accept those parameters. And I think if you're an owner of sport or something like that, you know, you gotta understand that that comes with the job.
No Grudge Wednesday also happened to be when you do your weekly hit with us and start kicking hornet's nests, dude.
But see, what deals me with that, though, Neil, everyone expect the, like, even the owners expect the players to deal with everything and handle it. Why the hell can't they follow their own rules?
Right, well, because a lot of them are self-entitled, self-centered people. I mean, they're used to, especially when you start to get into the upper echelons of success and wealth, they just don't think the rules of decorum apply to them. Like, they literally believe, a lot of them believe, that they are able to live outside the lines of normal society. And we see, you know, we see examples of that all the time. But I look at it a lot like baseball. Like, if you don't want to see the bat flip, don't give up the home run. Like, if you don't want to be asked the tough questions after a tough loss, don't do any media. Like, that just seems like a simple solution to me. So, bad luck for Dallas. You know, it's just one of many things that have gone wrong this season, and you know, it's part of why I was tweeting earlier, like you alluded to, that I think, you know, Washington should go all in on this season, because I do think that the NFC East in particular and the NFC at large is ripe for the taking.
All right, so if you follow Greenberg on Twitter, he's a fun follow, dude. There's a lot of information floating around. I wrote a story this morning, and I'm guessing Greenberg actually read it. I don't know. I can't confirm that, but I basically wrote a story, Brian, where I just laid out the facts surrounding the trade deadline, that it's coming. Washington has some assets. There's some positions they could use, but it's far from a certainty to assume they will make a trade. I am reading now from Neil Greenberg, at N. Greenberg, I've been thinking about this and believe Washington should go all in this season. An above-average quarterback on a rookie deal is a cheat code, and they should maximize this window. The division is vulnerable, and the NFC is wide open. Mortgage the future. Banners fly forever. All right, Greenberg, explain yourself.
Well, this season is going a lot better than I would say almost anybody expected. They're 4-2. They're coming off a narrow defeat to Baltimore, who many consider to be a Super Bowl contender. They're in first place of the NFC East. We just talked about Dallas is not having their best of seasons. The New York Giants aren't threatening anyone. Philadelphia has issues of their own. So I do think the division itself is available without much tinkering. You know, we've seen the defense play pretty poorly for Washington. The offense is playing really well. Division, I think, is at least a goal that's a realistic goal. But then you start looking at the NFC. You know, the NFC North, I know they're putting up a lot of points, but Chicago hasn't beaten anybody. Green Bay, you know, is not going to be that great, I don't think. Minnesota and Detroit are good, but they're going to play each other, and there'll be some other intra-division games, and we'll see. NFC South, not concerned about any of those teams. NFC West, not concerned about Seattle or San Francisco or Arizona. So if I'm Washington, if I'm looking at this NFC landscape, I'm saying to myself, you know what? Why not do it? Like, why not use all these assets that you have, switch gears, and make a run for a deep playoff push this year when you have money to spend next year, you have assets that you can trade this year, and you can get a lot of building blocks to really maximize this window this year, next year, and the year after. And that's my pitch.
That kind of sounds like what Dan Snyder did all the time. I thought he was doing.
Is it, though? I mean, they didn't really have this much success or this much optimism going forward. I'm not saying that you got to win free agency. I'm saying that there are smart people in the room that appear to have the accelerated the schedule back to relevancy. And
I mean, I think the quarterback being
not scary.
The quarterback being as good as he is kind of did that for him a bit. But now you just lost two people on your defensive line. And you don't know how many more injuries may be coming after this. I think you stay the course, and if you have more success than you expected, you have it. But just to all of a sudden switch gears at this point, I think that's the way that we've seen people do it too many times, and that rarely ever works in the long haul.
What if you're switching gears, though, because of injuries? Like, we think it's reasonable for Detroit to try to find a new pass rusher, right?
But Detroit is already a team that's established. Detroit was in an NFC Championship game last year. This team wasn't. So my thing is, just to switch gears because you think – don't work in the long run. And this group has come in and say they want to build something for the long haul. I don't think it works that way if you try to just all of a sudden switch gear and just go after everything out there.
But the long haul is going to be very difficult once Jaden Daniels starts to make real money. Like, you look at the Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, most, with the exception of Patrick Mahomes, account for about 12 to 13% of the cap. Quarterbacks being paid now in excess of 20% of the cap. So I firmly believe if Jaden's the guy, and he's looked like the guy, that now's the time to use your money, salary cap dollars, on other positions to make things happen. And that includes draft assets for a trade. Because, I mean, the way I'm looking at it is, if you're good, you're not expecting to pick high in the first and second rounds anymore. And those draft picks can be turned into other assets that help you win now. I certainly understand what you're saying regarding injuries, et cetera.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it, though, based on how realistic is the window, and typically it's on entry-level contracts for quarterbacks.
Can I counter that,
it just makes
though,
a lot of sense
Greenberg? And I'm asking you a question here because I think the problem isn't competing with elite quarterbacks that get paid, right? Because the Chiefs, the Bills, they're certainly able to do it. I mean, Green Bay stayed very relevant with Aaron Rodgers making a ton of money. Like, maybe they weren't piling up Super Bowls, but they're
even Detroit is playing now. They got some money.
I think the problem is when non-top-tier quarterbacks, like, there are probably 3-4 guys, Lamar, Mahomes, Allen, right? I think those three are probably separate from everybody else, but we could have that debate. But let's say there's a top five at the position that are going to make that absurd amount of money, and you still compete because they're that good at the position. I think the problem is when the 6th through the 12th quarterback,
like Daniel Jones,
they also make an absurd amount
worse.
Of money,
yeah, he's worse.
And then that is what screws up your cap. Can you allow for that distinction?
Well, sometimes it's not who's available, it's when they're available.
Right.
And
we're
only
going to
see quarterbacks get paid more and more. No matter how we feel about it, the quarterback's always going to suck up a large portion of the money, generally speaking.
Yeah.
Again, this is more of Washington playing well, the division a little bit underwhelming, and the NFC as a whole a little bit underwhelming. I'm not saying that they can beat Kansas City head-to-head. I'm not saying that they can immediately become a Super Bowl contender overnight. But I do think that looking at where we are right now and how well they're playing, especially on offense, and looking at what Super Bowl teams have done in the past in terms of efficient offenses, et cetera, I firmly believe that this is the time to make a serious move, and the window started, like, today. I firmly believe that. You know, I'm
what
also a dude on the phone in a radio show calling in, and I get that too, and there's a lot of nuances to that, to go in that route. But I just look at where we are right now in terms of the NFL, and I think that Washington, if they wanted to, could become a serious contender making some moves.
What would you want them to do? Well, you can give me a position,
you gotta,
you give me a player.
You got to improve the defense. Like, that's the whole thing, right? If you can get the defense better, secondary, linebacker, however you know you think you need to go about it, I really do think that that makes an instant difference. And I'm not necessarily sure the people that they need would be expensive in terms of assets, right? Because they're not going after a star wide receiver. They're not going after a star, you know, a franchise quarterback. I think that they just need to get some good football players on defense, elevate that squad a little bit, play a little bit better, right? Get some guys in there that could do a little more things. And then I firmly believe that they're going to be squarely in the hunt for a deep playoff run.
What kind of money would that cost if you go and get – and I'm looking at – if I'm going to go get somebody, I'm going to get somebody that's going to make some difference, like a Ward,
sure,
or somebody on a defensive back or a pass rusher. That takes up a lot of money right there.
It does. And, again, the salary cap is a very, you know, intricate construction, and there are a lot of different ways to navigate that. I'm sure I don't know anywhere close to the ways to do that. I'm just looking at it from the outside and thinking, you know what, they have the cap dollars, they have the draft assets that they can make some moves. You know, again, I'm not talking about a Snyder-esque free agency,
yeah,
you know, landslide of cash where we
there's
hear
a difference.
Brings
I know what you're saying.
I'm saying, like, there's smart people in the room that I think can find some strategic players that can make an impact, whether that's with draft picks or picking up contracts, et cetera. I think now's the time because they're 4-2, quarterback's playing well, offense playing really well. You know, you did the hard part, in my opinion. It looks like you did the hard part in finding the guy to be your quarterback. And that really is a significant piece of the puzzle. I just think that a team should maximize every minute that they have that and start building for a playoff contention run sooner rather than later.
It's funny, I've said this a few times. You know who they could really use is if they still had Kendall Fuller, a smart veteran corner. You know, he's making money, but it's nothing outlandish. And I understand why he wanted to go to Miami and why he walked. Clearly, the Miami situation was changed a lot with Tua's injury. Our friend Neil Greenberg on the line, stats geek, not nerd, for the Washington Post. All right, I know you do your own power rankings. You do your own, what do you call it, point spreads, all of it. We went through this a little earlier. We use NFL.com every week, right? They have the Skins at number 8, one spot ahead of Tampa, one spot behind Green Bay. Where do you have Washington now, sitting at 4-2? What do you think?
I have them as an average team at 18th. That's where I have
Washington?
Them. Yes, Washington Commanders, an average team, meaning they're no better or worse than an average team, at 18th. And a lot of it has to do with the defense and perhaps even some regression on the offensive side. Also, you know, who they play, et cetera, who those opponents play, et cetera. It's a lot lower, and I will say I haven't fully phased out the preseason expectations yet. So So that's something that's certainly weighing it down a little bit. But like I'm looking at some of the other like some of the other power rankings, they have like Washington about a point and a half better than a than an average team, which probably puts them like around 13th. So I think, you know, just outside the top 10 or at the top of the middle part of the NFL, you know, landscape is probably a very fair assessment of them right now.
That seems low, dude. And
it did before.
Well, hold on, though. Doesn't it seem slightly contradictory, though, that you're saying go
and
all
again,
in at the trade deadline and then have them 18th?
With, I don't.
And we love you. I'm asking for love.
Like, I don't know. No one knows what the future holds, and I'm just looking at who they played, and then how much they beat them, et cetera. You know, again, look, this is an art and a science, right? Like, there's a lot of noise in these type of power rankings, and I've said this before. Like, no one really knows how good Washington it would be because there's a lot of moving parts. So, you know, I absolutely understand that's a very valid point. Again, there's art and science. So the science of it says they're probably an average team. The art of it says that their offense is hyper-efficient. And when you look at Super Bowl contenders, the teams that have actually appeared in the Super Bowl, they're usually among the top five in offense, like efficiency metrics, with a, like an average defense. And I think that Washington could be there. So, you know, again, I'm kind of have my foot in both buckets here. But yeah, I get that. I get that loud and clear. But I may not always be right, but I'm never wrong.
I don't know that they're eighth. I don't know that they're top 10, but I think they're closer to top 10 than 20. But, dude, you know the great part about NFL is we have, I don't know, three more months of it, and it all gets decided on the field. So, Neil, we always love having you on. Thank you, dude.
All right, I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great week.
All right.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg, from the Washington Post. He wants them to go all in on the trades, but also has them 18th in the NFL. I can see if you have real concerns about this defense.
Sound like Jerry should have been telling Neil what he told Sean. Whatever you smoking on over there.
Specific to the defense, right now they are 22nd in the league. I mean, there's some consistency to these numbers, B. 22nd in points allowed, 22nd in yards allowed, 23rd in first downs allowed. They're 19th in passing yards, 22nd in rushing yards. It's consistently about the bottom third of the league.
Mm-hmm. And now the league is catering to what? Your offense. And your offense is where? In the top five of the league.
Yeah.
That normally washes into a much better situation than if your defense was dominating and your offense sucked.
Sure. I think as long as they can keep the run game going and win the time of possession and stuff, it keeps that defense off the field. I think that helps a lot. Got to get – B-Rob should be back this week, which is a huge step for the offense.